some more. We're reading excerpts about the absolute zero, excerpt number 27, Rabash. What does it mean that one should bear a son and daughter in the work? If one decides that he wants to work as dust, meaning even if he tastes the taste of dust in the work, he says that it is very important for him to be able to do something for the sake of the Creator. And for himself, he does not care which taste he feels, and says that this work in which one tastes the taste of dust, meaning that the body mocks this work, he says to the body that in his view, this work is regarded as raising the Shekhinah, divinity, from the dust. In other words, although the body tastes dust in this work, the person says that it is Kedusha, sanctity, and does not measure how much flavor he feels in the work. Rather, he believes that the Creator does enjoy this work, since there is no mixture of the will to receive here. Since he has nothing to receive, because there are no flavor or scent in this work, as there is only the taste of dust here. For this reason, he believes that this is the work of the holy work, and he is delighted. Again, sometimes one despises this work of assuming the burden of the kingdom of heaven, which is a time of sensation of darkness, when one sees that no one can save him from the state he is in but the Creator. Then he takes upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason, as an ox to the burden and as a donkey to the load. One should be glad that now he has something to give to the Creator, and the Creator enjoys him having something to give to the Creator. But one does not always have the strength to say that this is a beautiful work called adornment, but he despises this work. This is a harsh condition for one to be able to say that he chooses this work over the work of whiteness, meaning that he does not sense a taste of darkness during the work, but then one feels a taste in the work. It means that then he does not have to work with the will to receive, to agree to take upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason. If he does overcome himself and can say that this work is pleasant to him, that now he is observing the mitzvah, commandment of faith above reason, and he accepts this work as beauty and adornment, this is called a joy of mitzvah. Except number 29, Rabash, what is a flood of water in the work? However, we must know that it is a lot of work before we attain the quality of Bina. That is, to be content with little, with his feeling and his mind, and be happy with his share with what he has. That person can always be in wholeness, because he is happy with his share. But what can one do if he has not yet obtained this quality, and he sees that he cannot overcome this will to receive? At that time, he must pray to the Creator to help him so he can go in the work with his eyes shut and will not need anything, and will be able to do everything for the sake of the Creator, despite the resistance of the body to this. That is, he does not tell the Creator how he should help him. Rather, he must subjugate himself and annul before the Creator unconditionally. But since he cannot overcome his body, he asks the Creator to help him win the war against the inclination, since he understands his lowliness.
Next object.
Except number 30, Rabash, these candles are sacred. The most important is the prayer. That is, one must pray to the Creator to help him go above reason. Meaning that the work should be with gladness, as though he has already been rewarded with the reason of Kedusha, sanctity, and what joy he would feel then. Likewise, he should ask the Creator to give him this power so he can go above the reason of the body. In other words, although the body does not agree to this work in order to bestow, he asks the Creator to be able to work with gladness, as is suitable for one who serves a great king. He does not ask the Creator to show the greatness of the Creator, and then he will work gladly. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him joy in the work of above reason, that it will be as important to a person as if he already has reason. Except number 31, Rabash, letter 65. A person must decide that he wants the Creator to give him a desire to completely annul before him, meaning not to leave any desire under his own authority, but that all the desires in him will be only to give glory to the Creator. Once he decides on complete annulment, he asks the Creator to help him execute it. This means that although in the mind and the desire he sees that the body disagrees with him annulling all his desires before the Creator, instead for his own sake, he should pray to the Creator to help him want to annul before him with all the desires, leaving no desire for himself. This is called a complete prayer, meaning that he wishes that the Creator will give him a complete desire without any compromises to himself, and he asks of the Creator to help him always be with his righteousness.